Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. And police are searching for the person who shot and killed a man early yesterday morning inside a building in Sunset Park. It happened right around 5 a.m. Monday morning. Police responding to a call of an assault found 31-year-old Giovanni Rivera with gunshot wounds to his torso and back. He was rushed to NYU Langone Hospital, Brooklyn, where sadly he did not survive. Police say there are no arrests and the investigation remains ongoing. The MTA giving away free Omni cards this morning if you transfer your old Metro card balance. This as they get ready to switch completely to Omni on January 1st.
It's been a staple in the city for 31 years, but on December 31st, it's closing its doors. Yeah, the MetroCard is out, Omni is in, and New Yorkers like Henley say they're grieving.
Another piece of our history gone, that's it.
Okay, so the best part about being a little sister, you get to pop up on your brother at work. Michael Alexander works for the MTA.
I'm actually happy. Oh man, these Metro cards were a pain sometimes. Sometimes you get them and they just don't work. But now it's the ease of being able to resolve it, not just on their side, but our side as well.
So most New Yorkers say they're ready for a change, just not the new fare price. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Coney Island.
Well, we're only over a little over a week away from the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And today, we're getting a first look at 7 brand new floats that are making their debut this year. Some of the new additions, could have seen this one coming, a very first Labubu float. There's a Master Chocolatier Ballroom by Lindt. And there's even an Upside Down float by Stranger Things and Netflix. But don't worry, the classics we all know and love will be there too. Characters like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Tom Turkey, and the Peanuts characters. The 99th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade steps off next Thursday morning down 6th Avenue. In Suffolk County, a brutal case of drug exposure has left an infant fighting for her life and a father facing felony charges.
Authorities say when the 8-month-old baby girl was found, she was blue from not breathing. Paramedics were able to revive the baby, and she was also given Narcan. The Suffolk County DA says 21-year-old Henry Martinez of Brentwood snorted fentanyl with a straw and then laid down next to the child in bed, and that exposed the baby to the substance, causing the overdose. Martinez faces 7 years in prison if convicted. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A federal judge is upholding New York's law that bars federal immigration agents from making arrests in or around state courthouses. The decision throws out a Trump administration lawsuit that challenged the Protect Our Courts Act. That was a law passed in 2020 after advocates said ICE arrests inside courts were scaring people away from seeking legal help. The Justice Department argued the law conflicted with federal immigration authority. But the judge said New York is protecting its sovereign interests and access to the justice system. State Attorney General Letitia James called the ruling a win for public safety. The DOJ hasn't said yet if it will appeal. A massive five-alarm fire ripped through several homes in Roselle, New Jersey last night, forcing dozens of residents into the cold and sending one firefighter to the hospital. It broke out just after 5 p.m. on East 9th Street, quickly spreading through a row of multifamily homes. The Roselle Police Department says the firefighter was taken for smoke inhalation and is expected to recover. The Red Cross now helping nearly 40 displaced people find temporary housing. As table food costs keep rising, new data now shows that more New Yorkers are struggling to put food on the table. The nonprofit Robin Hood says more than 40% of the city's families with children can't afford weekly grocery costs, falling short by about $205 a week. In response, the organization is boosting its emergency food grants by 50% and a $4.6 million investment that will help provide more than 5 million meals through partners like City Harvest, the Food Bank for New York City, and the Campaign Against Hunger. The report also finds food hardship has surged across income levels, not just among lower-income New Yorkers. Robin Hood CEO calls it a crisis of dignity, saying no working family should go hungry in New York City.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.